federal employees may face furloughs and who knows what else under the across-the-board budget cut scheduled for March. Federal contractors are preparing for reduced revenues under sequestration, too. Now, Neo Systems provides business services to federal contractors, so the company has a good view of how vendors are faring. Joining us now is its CEO, Michael Tinsley. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what you're seeing across the federal contracting landscape. How are people handling this threat?
Well, the good news is that we haven't yet seen widespread cancellation of contracts. Of course, that's what we fear, but at least it hasn't reached that level yet. But what we have seen is many contractors are experiencing delays in getting contract awards. Where they've won a contract, they've been notified of the award, but the work has not actually started. And in some cases, even on existing contracts, there have been delays in starting different phases of the work. So that's causing a delay and a slowdown in the work for the contractor.
And so that also, at the same time, increases their costs too, doesn't it, without the corresponding revenue?
Yeah, it certainly does, because the contractors, in order to perform the service that they've been contracted to perform, of course, they have to have the resources on hand to do that work. But when the assignments are slowed down or the work is slowed down, then those resources just have to stay on the bench. And then that, in turn, creates indirect labor or an overhead cost for the contractor and increases their operating expenses.
So are companies just sort of watching this and continue with business as usual, or are you actually seeing some changes in how they do their day-to-day operations?
Well, it's a combination of both. I mean, some contractors have reached the point where that indirect labor that I was speaking of, you know, has gotten so high that they've had to take some measures to reduce their workforce. But in general, the contractors are still trying to weather the storm because they haven't really been given any overt direction as to what to do. So they need to be able to react anytime the customer asks them to. So for that reason, they try to maintain the workforce as best they can. So they're basically just trying to weather the storm and see what happens as we go downstream.
Yeah, maybe you've answered this question, but I'll ask in a different way. What are the buyers telling contractors about their plans, that is the government's plans, for the next 3 to 6 months? Do they have any idea?
Well, you know, that's one of the real problems in this whole situation, because there hasn't been very much direction given at all. I mean, I do highly recommend that the contractors and the program and project managers speak with their customers so that they try to get as much informal information as they might be able to get through that avenue. But as far as overt direction from the government, there's been very little of that. And what we have received has been in the form of formal agency communications that are really meant to be internal communications that provide the agency with how to address the budget cuts that are likely going to be coming down the line. So you can draw information from that. But as far as overt direction given to the contractors, our customers tell me that there's really just a lack of information at this point.
And why do you think that is? Do you think contractors are hesitant to ask agencies up front to be direct with them about what's going on?
No, I don't think it's an issue with the contractors being hesitant to ask. I think it's hesitancy on the government's part, because they themselves really don't know how this is going to play out, because it's dependent upon what Congress does or doesn't do. So some of the contingency plans that they may have identified, you know, they're hoping themselves that they don't have to put those plans into play. So for that reason, I think they're tending to keep whatever contingency plans they have sort of close to the vest. So, you know, I think it's that situation rather than the contractor being hesitant to try to get the information.
Yeah, I've never known contractors to be too shy about that kind of thing. We're speaking with Michael Tinsley, the CEO of Neo Systems. And so one strategy is for a contractor to help make sure that the agency sees its program is crucial and needed to be funding and has funding that maps back to, say, to 2012 or even 2011 dollars. Are we seeing a lot of that type of activity by contractors?
Yeah, I mean, in reality, there's very little that the contractor can do to drive their case that the work that they're doing is critical to the agency's mission. I mean, the agency is going to make that determination themselves. But what the contractor can do is just make sure that they're performing at their absolute best, because certainly if they're presenting the government with some sort of a performance problem, then, you know, common sense would say they're going to be first on the list if something, you know, if cuts have to be made. So the first thing to do is just make sure that you're delivering at the top of your ability to deliver. And you can try, you know, in terms of entering into conversations with your customer to try and shape their thinking. But by and large, I think the agencies, you know, have probably already made an assessment of all the programs and determined which are and aren't, you know, most critical to their mission.
But certainly it almost goes without saying that even though a contractor might be doing a great job, it also helps to make sure that the agency knows it, because marketing is also important even if you've got the gig already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And that actually speaks to the customer relationship. And I know I've referred to that a number of times already in this conversation. And it's just, it's not possible to underestimate the value of having a good relationship with your customer. That's first built on delivering your service as well as you can, but it also goes beyond that and having a conversation and type of relationship with your customer so that you can, you know, sort of garner information from them and make sure that they are aware of the work that you're doing and the importance, you know, that it carries.
And finally, we know that the passbacks, of course, have been very late for the 2014 budget, presuming there will be a 2014 budget ever. But what has that hampered contractors' ability to get in and kind of influence what goes into the budget that the low-level buyers program levels feed into that whole budget process?
Yeah, it has made an impact. You know, everything seems to be out of cycle, first of all, because of the effect of the continuing resolutions and, you know, the fact that we don't have a budget passed. So it's difficult to, you know, have those conversations with the appropriate people and to drive your case and do what you can to help shape their thinking, because in fact, their internal processes are off cycle. So it's just a very difficult situation to navigate, and it's difficult to know, you know, what you should or shouldn't be doing.
Michael Tinsley is CEO of Neo Systems. We thank you for that insight and advice. Let's hope things get better fiscally.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Thank you for having me.